A bright green tractor rolls across flat, open prairie. This is Cliche, South Dakota. John Deere, corn and soybeans. But the stereotype is shattered just a few miles away. It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, and South Sudanese women here are looking over racks of vivid African garments in a small corner store. Down the street, music is blasting in the low lights of Lalibela Ethiopian restaurant. Patrons here generally speak Swahili. In this Midwest town, it's the third most spoken language. Owner and chef Mulugeta Ndeyehu serves authentic Ethiopian cuisine amid eateries slinging hamburgers and fries.
I'm so glad Americans, they are adventurous, so they try the food.
Ndeyehu says his food comes with a glimpse into his East African culture.
At the same time, we need to show the people who don't know about the Ethiopia or about Ethiopian food to taste and see our what looks like our culture.
Sioux Falls is gaining more of that culture. In a city of 156,000 people, 22,000 speak Spanish as their primary language. It's a cosmopolitan environment in an area often viewed as monocultural. Mayor Mike Huther spends lots of time trying to debunk the notion that Sioux Falls is just a backwater town.
And I know what people are thinking. Oh, this guy is just, you know, full of hot air. Or that, you know, that's just a small town thinking that they're bigger than what they really are.
But the mayor says Sioux Falls has the numbers to prove it. During the recession, Sioux Falls was able to stockpile millions in reserves. In fact, CNBC calls South Dakota America's top state for business, in part because of its low cost. The hefty banking sector here is strong, in part because of a lack of usury limits, making it easier for banks to charge higher interest rates. There's also no corporate or personal income taxes here. But with rapid development come the inevitable growing pains. City leaders are pressured to improve infrastructure as Sioux Falls sprawls, and developers planning new neighborhoods are clashing with farmers who've tilled the land for generations. Sioux Falls welcomes 3,000 to 4,000 new residents each year. Casey Williams is one of them. He does the kind of medical research that used to mostly occur only at big universities on the East or West Coast.
On the first real full date that I went out with my wife, she basically said, "You know, we're moving back to Sioux Falls at some point, right?" And I just kind of laughed, and she didn't laugh.
William says in Sioux Falls, he didn't have to compromise on his professional or personal goals. Williams walks through Sanford Research Lab. It's a huge gymnasium-like space with rows of cubicle workspaces and scientific equipment. Williams writes clinical trials. He moved his family here when he saw the emergent caliber of science and healthcare.
I now have a better balance in my life. I'm not, you know, working endless hours where I don't even see my children.
That meaningful work-family time balance is Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huther's big selling point. He also says Sioux Falls' business community is unique compared to big cities with cutthroat politics.
They'll compete like rabid dogs during the day, but when it comes to this city, they work in concert, in collaboration, as a team.
Huther says the city of Sioux Falls taps into that passion in private business. He points to the $115 million event center that's under construction now. A private sponsor is paying the city about $21 million to name it the Denny Sanford Premier Center. Huther says that cooperation is simple for Sioux Falls.
And I'm not trying to be cocky. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I mean it sincerely. We've got a quality of life here, even with the snow and even with the cold temperatures of the winter, that is truly second to none.
Bitter cold is certainly one challenge, as is absorbing thousands of people each year, which puts a constant stress on resources. While leaders here tout low unemployment, established businesses sometimes complain that they can't find qualified workers. Sioux Falls is spending more on growing its police force to deal with the demand. Meanwhile, Mayor Mike Huther says Sioux Falls' conservative budgets and cushy reserve are nothing more than what he calls boring South Dakota common sense. He hopes that strategy will prevent this city from going bust when this boom ends. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.